CIF Construction Safety Campaign this year started on Monday the 14th, and we continue on till Friday the 25th. And the theme of this year's campaign is focus on critical risks. So really what we're saying to guys there, we want construction professionals to step back and look at the critical risks on their particular sites on any particular day. And what we mean there is, what are the risks, you know, the typical risks that you'd have in a construction site, you know, they change from day to day, but just to be aware of them, such as working at heights, you know, work with mobile plant and equipment, electricity, working below ground, trenches, etc. So we're asking guys just to be aware of that and just to concentrate them for the next 2 weeks. And we want construction professionals to focus on workers' physical and mental health as well. So to this end, we've teamed up with the Irish Heart Foundation and their Hands for Life campaign. And this is basically where the Irish Heart Foundation goes out and visits sites and they carry out CPR training for construction workers on site. Likewise, we've teamed up with the Lighthouse Construction Charity, which offers mental health supports for people in the construction industry. And again, they'll come out on the site and they have provide talks. They'll go through all the apps they have and their online services for construction workers and the families who are going through you know, mental health difficulties. And again, we have there's a lot of information for that on our website. So if members want to go onto our website, they can go to CIF, www.cif.ie/safetycampaign, and you will find all that information there.
And the construction industry is a male-dominated industry, so it is, and men in particular can have a hard time talking about their mental health.
It is. It does tend to be. It is male-dominated, needless to say. We're trying to encourage as many people into the industry, females obviously, likewise. But yes, it is a difficulty. You know, mental health issues are difficult in the construction industry. And thankfully, over the last number of years, as we discussed and talked about more, people are a lot more willing to come out and talk about it. And the Lighthouse Club has been around for many years now in England and in Ireland. But they have a permanent presence here now in Ireland. They have they operate out of our Dublin office, and they travel around the country. They have a van travel around the country, but they have a lot of services. As I say, they have a lot of services online, and they have an app, and they have a lot of professional services available. And people who are affected by it can contact the Lighthouse for support. So it is something that we need to, you know, everybody needs to become more aware of. You know, we've been very good at looking after people's physical health, but we need to now concentrate equally as much on looking after people's mental health.
And the safety campaign as a whole is important to have because, unfortunately, more often than not, we talk about safety on construction sites after a near miss or a tragedy.
Unfortunately, that is the case, but to be fair, the construction industry and their staff have been very good at improving the fatalities and serious injuries at construction sites. In 2023, there were 10 fatalities on construction sites, whereas to date in 2024, we've had 4, and hopefully we won't have any more. But that's not good enough. We want to get that figure down to 0. You know, there's 170,000 people working in the construction, directly in the construction industry. They go to work every day. And we expect them to go home the same way every day. Everybody should expect to go in whatever condition they went in, and they should expect them home in the same condition. So, in fairness, the industry does an awful lot of training. We have a lot of promotional material on our website for members can download and use. There's a lot of videos, there's a lot of support, there's a lot of training. But it's just an area that we can't be complacent in. It's a high-risk industry. And we have to be always aware of that. So that's why we're really trying to get guys to refocus for the next 2 weeks on safety, identifying, you know, the particular risks in their particular sites, and what can you do to, eliminate them and reduce them.